station today.
Danger, danger. The following contains explicit content. Please use caution while you are tuned in.
Hi, hello. It's midnight on Wednesday, October 9th. Or is it midnight on Tuesday, October 8th? I don't know. This is a contentious debate. And you're tuned into the Witching Hour here on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. And I have a special guest with me today.
Who is it?
It's Chance.
Hey, everybody.
Yay.
I've been meaning to come on the Witching Hour for how long?
Months,
at least.
It's been in the making, but we're too sleepy.
Yeah. Even right now, I need an energy drink, and it's not even... Well, you know, I got to get hyped up for this Midnight Madness.
I think half of our messages are just... Are you ready to record? And then like 20 or like 3 hours later, oh, I was asleep. Sorry.
Yeah, just kidding. I am asleep. I would like to say most of the time. Like either I'm working or I'm sleeping. Those are my two modes.
Wow. What a exciting, fun life you lead.
Thank you.
You're really selling yourself.
I have
here.
Stories to tell.
Well, you work at CFRC, so at least it's fun.
Yeah. I do love my job.
Yeah. But yeah, I had pneumonia last week, but it caused me to give up coffee. So I'm actually kind of thriving.
Really?
Yeah.
You haven't replaced it with any other like
nope, I've
caffeine
had, like,
supplement?
I've been having matcha.
Ooh, okay.
Which is really yummy.
So you have been replacing it with
a little bit, but okay. Like I don't feel like I'm gonna explode. Or actually, I had a latte earlier today and I drank like half of it over the span of 6 hours and I thought I was gonna die. So I'm not gonna do that anymore. So no more coffee for me, I think. I think like 50% of my personality as a little white girl is gone.
You've lost your caffeine tolerance.
I have. And honestly, I'm kind of thankful. Again, I can stay awake for a whole day.
Yeah.
Things are looking up for me here.
Wait, what? That's like the opposite, isn't it? Wait, does caffeine make you tired if you get like too into it?
I think I was too
dependent
on it before. So I would need a coffee at like 3 p.m., but now I'm okay.
What?
I know, I'm actually...
This is possibly life-changing.
I hacked life, because we always talk about the satisfaction hunt of, am I hungry? Do I need caffeine?
Yes. Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Is it sugar? Is it water? Is it caffeine? Or am I just hungry?
Yeah.
Or am I just mad? Like, am I grumpy?
Am I just really sad and yeah. Grumpy?
Am I grumpy? Am I mopey? Yeah. That's the actual hierarchy of needs.
And we've been trying to solve this for months, but then I realized I had to topple the hierarchy. I needed to get caffeine out of the equation.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm a little surprised.
Someone's got to be. Honestly, I'm really surprised too. I thought I was going to be doing terrible without coffee, but I'm doing great.
Yeah. Like... You rolled up with like whatever iced coffee, you know, extravaganza every single day.
I did. It was also making me so poor.
It's expensive, especially around here, like on campus, if you're trying to get an iced coffee of any sort.
Now I just buy expensive smoothies instead.
Wow, that's so good. I'm so glad you kicked the habit.
I know. I'm really proud of myself. But anyways... Who needs coffee when we have the playlist that I made for today that's been in the works for months, and I just like think of it once in a while and I really go in editing it, especially on the train. Love editing this playlist on the train. And now we have the final product.
I'm really excited because like I honestly have no idea what's on this.
I'm so excited.
I don't know what you've selected or what you think I would like. So
so we're starting off like classic Witching Hour. But we're going to get progressively more Chance Core as we go.
Sweet. Yeah.
But yeah.
Let's go.
Still, I think you'll like the first few tracks.
Okay.
Because it's poppy.
What do you got for me?
I love pop. Do you know poppy?
Oh, I thought you meant like genre wise. Yeah, I know poppy. I thought you were telling me like you put a pop tune in there.
No, we're going. It's poppy.
Yeah. Poppy's fantastic.
Queen.
Oh, very Witching Hour.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Like quintessential Witching Hour. And this is kind of a comeback after I've been dead for like weeks. So exciting stuff. So we're starting with a new track by Poppy because she's dropping an album very soon. And she just dropped this like last week and it's They're All Around Us. And then we're doing another Poppy song, but with Knocked Loose.
Ooh, so okay.
Suffocate featuring Poppy. And those are our first few tracks. And then we're going to play another one. Then we're going to yap. And then we're going to really get into it.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
world's black and blue, and the heroes all desert you. Will you curse what's coming true? And the hate will catch you up, and leave you in shadows, in the mountains. They're all around us. They're all around us.
Okay, so that last one you just heard after our two poppy tracks was XXX by Sidewalks and Skeletons.
I have such a smile on my face.
You
love that track.
That?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, if you like those, I think you're really, really going to like the rest of the set list, which makes me really happy because I've been thinking about this really hard.
You got to tell me, like, what's been going through your head as you've been building this set list?
Usually, okay, so some of it, I was like, this is me and Chance when we're at the office.
Okay, and okay, sweet.
Other things were, like, either things you recommended to me or that I found, like, through recommendations you gave me.
Oh,
and then
okay.
Some of it, I'll just be listening to music and I'd be like, I think Chance would like this.
Oh, well, you've nailed it so far. Like, those first three tracks were awesome. Specifically, that last one was a real treat.
I really like that one, too. And it's interesting because I was saying none of their other music is like that at all. Because it's Sidewalks and Skeletons, and we played them in a club episode, actually, because they had a very, like, goth club song.
Which is insane.
And all their music just sounds completely different.
Mm-hmm.
But those two songs really stuck with me. The goth clubby one and then this one.
I love it. I loved that. That was like, that made me want to get ready to do something like drastic. Like that felt like I wanted to make like a really strong decision in my life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it was like, all right, this is all me now. Like I'm going to take it on all by myself.
I think also because I've been making this playlist for so long, I put it on a lot when I'm like walking around.
Mm.
So I listen to that all the time when I'm walking to the station and it's a crazy soundtrack.
Yeah. I imagine putting it on at the gym. Like
I'm
floating
like a Dementor through campus. Like shoulders first.
That's what this show's all about though.
That's the
like
energy.
Imagine walking past the station. It's a little after midnight now, and this is what you hear. I would love that. Like I would feel super cool.
I remember I played Ptolemy by Ethel Kane, and it has a big like guttural scream in the middle.
Yeah.
And I was like, someone's gonna call the police. I have jeopardized the station.
Aw, yeah, but that's what it's all about.
That's the goal. The goal. If no one calls the police during the witching hour this year, then we failed. If no one calls campus security on us, then what's the point?
So I have a radio in my kitchen now, and we just keep that on, right? And my wife finds it absolutely hilarious when she wakes up in the middle of the night. The middle of the night for us is around midnight.
Mm-hmm.
When she wakes up in the middle of the night to get like a glass of water, and she just hears you giggling on like the radio, and then just the scariest music. She told me she was like, she's playing like ghost music again or something.
Ghost music.
Yeah. And I'm like, aww. And she's like, you know what? I love waking up and hearing Chris's voice.
Aww, so that's so sweet.
You got a big fan in Frankie for sure.
Oh, I like to think that she completely goes like 90 degrees, shoots up from bed in a cold sweat when the witching hour starts every Tuesday
you know what?
Night.
I wish this was a visual medium because that'd be a great commercial for the show.
It would be. I need to record like it's going to sound like a PSA for like heart attacks, but then it's going to actually be a witching hour.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, does your right arm feel numb? Do you smell burnt toast?
It's time to get your fix.
Actually, and our early birds can start getting their fix because we're moving back an hour next week.
What?
The witching hour will be at 11 p.m. now.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What? Cool.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
I know.
Are you looking forward to that?
Yes, because I won't have to come home and go to bed at 2 in the morning. I'm like,
true.
This is so much more doable now.
That's totally fair.
I kind of appreciate that it's on like club night. Because
oh,
then
yeah.
I get to walk home and everyone's out and about and it doesn't feel crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because people are around.
Yeah. And I get to witness. Me and the bouncers at Trin formed such a connection last year when I was always coming home.
Is that true?
Yeah. Because they were always like miserable at the end of the night because it was almost 2.
Yeah.
And then they'd always say hi to me and it was really nice.
Shout out. I know one of them. His name is Connor and he's great. And he's also very pretty.
So, Slay.
Yeah, just giving you a heads up. I have friends that are beautiful.
Keep an eye out for Connor.
Yeah, well, Connor, love you, Connor.
Why are you flexing like that?
I'm just saying.
We
like,
get it. You have hot, sexy friends.
I do. I do. It's great. I like them. But yeah, it was, we were driving by Trinity once, and Frankie was like, wow, when did Trinity get such good-looking bouncers? And then I looked over and I said, Frankie, that's our friend Connor.
That's such a compliment. I hope you told him that story. I don't know if he needs the ego boost.
I have yet to, but, you know, hopefully he hears this.
Hopefully he knows already.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, he definitely knows.
Oh, he knows.
Yeah, yeah.
He knows a little too much. Maybe you shouldn't tell
him. His wife knows, too, I imagine. It'd be weird if she didn't.
That would be weird if she was the only person not clued in.
For sure.
Anyways, we're getting into freakier territory as we go.
Yes.
And most importantly, we have two Deli Girl tracks.
I love them so much.
They're so good.
And Canadian I never get to play them.
So we got one at the beginning, one at the end.
Okay.
So the first one I picked is very, I think their most witching hour song.
Okay.
Which is All right. Such Thing as Good and Evil.
Sweet.
And then after that, I have Foreplay Is Not My Forte by Static Dress. And I picked this one because I was ambushed by a street interviewer a little while ago.
What?
And he asked me what song I was listening to. Like, it was one of those.
Uh-huh.
And then it was so terrifying. And then I had to say that.
What, really?
Yeah.
And what'd they say? Did they go, oh?
They went, oh, I think the guy was like turned out of his mind.
Were they not like, are you having a brat summer after that? Like a follow up?
Oh, I think I was like, I like ran away after.
You were the scary one.
They made
one.
Me do a fit check and I was like, this sure is from my mom.
You did a
and
fit check? Where was this?
It was at Metro. I was trying to get groceries.
No.
And I was attacked. It was so scary.
Yeah. Yeah, no, those interviews, I would never. I would crumble immediately.
Men
so.
Should have their phones taken away. If this is how they're going to use them.
That's a good tip.
For street interviews.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
phones. No phones and no tiny microphones.
Call your mom or something. You know?
Do anything else with your phone.
Yeah.
Other than film me without my consent.
Yeah. Exactly.
But anyways, I don't think it ended up anywhere because I think I looked like so scared. So they probably looked back and they were like, we can't use this.
One time, this is going way, we're way off now. But one time I did get pranked in public and the person stole a Gatorade out of my hand and ran up the street
That's
with it.
That's not a prank.
And then someone else walked up with a camera in their hand and said, oh my God, I can't believe that guy did that. And they did it way too fast for it to be like genuine. You know what I mean? Where it was like, dude, you're a bad actor. You're obviously his friend. And I was like, I just want my Gatorade back.
You should have chased him down.
No.
No, that would have been the worst.
So
yeah.
embarrassing for the video.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do other than just act like nothing happened.
That's also just like not a prank.
No, I got thieved.
Did they give your Gatorade back?
No, I never got
See,
it back.
See, that's not a prank. That's just stealing.
And this was a time where like, you know, that was a treat. Like,
yeah.
You know, like that was something I was really looking forward to.
That was the
to.
Highlight of your day.
It really
and
was.
And they just snatched it right away from you.
I know. I miss that Gatorade.
As we mourn your Gatorade, we're going to get into more music. So No Such Thing as Good and Evil by Deli Girls. And then after that, Foreplay Is Not My Forte by Static Dress. And thank you for showing me Deli Girls because I love them.
You're welcome.
So yeah, enjoy these next few tracks.
We do not have to agree on everything. It always locks up.
Glad to see I finally made it to the suburbs, bitch.
We do not have to agree. It always locks up.
Yeah.
Okay, so that last song was Kitty, and our backtrack is also Kitty. It's New Kitty. But that was Get Off, You Can Eat a Dick by Kitty.
I loved it.
From their album Spit.
Super cool.
And I love Spit.
Do you ever antagonize your audience?
Always.
Like,
I
do you ever go
bitches.
like, hey, losers.
Hey, fuckers.
Yeah, boogers.
Honestly,
and...
no, they're my little sweethearts.
Oh.
No, not really.
Are they? Yeah, they're boogers and goblins. And
I usually kind of ignore them in favor of, like, what I want to talk about and do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're just along for the ride.
You should do a self-help show.
Oh like my god, should we do like advice?
You should post something like on Instagram, a question that people could answer.
Oh my gosh, weekly could... witching advice?
Yeah. The witching honesty time.
The witching honesty time.
Yeah. Okay, we could workshop the name, but like...
Witching and bitching.
Yeah. Witching and snitching, and it's just a snitch Ooh. Line. People send in drama and tea for you to discuss.
I would love. It's like my third news show now.
Yeah. It's just like anonymous drama.
I want to know what the witching hour listeners are going through.
Oh man,
I know it's nothing good.
I'll pitch in.
Okay, I'm actually gonna do this. It's gonna replace Emo Twerp Loser Throwback of the Week, I think.
Yes,
because that segment's old, tired, dusty, crusty.
Who
done.
Would have been a part of that?
Oh, just like I would just play like a song from 2011.
Yeah,
that is bad.
Do you remember? Okay, this is trivia time now. Because do you remember Ollie Sykes?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I still listen to Bring Me the Horizon.
Okay, of course, Bring Me the Horizon is fantastic. Do you remember Ronnie Radke?
Oh, unfortunately.
Okay.
I know he's being cringe
right.
on the internet these
All
days.
All right. Okay, those are my emo twerp losers of the week. I actually like Ollie Sykes.
Ollie Sykes is really likable.
Ronnie is so annoying.
Ronnie is actually a goblin.
Yeah. The thing I dislike the most about him is that he wants me to dislike him.
Yeah, he has that weird
and
like antagonistic thing.
I hate that so much.
Yeah.
He wants me to hate him.
He's like an annoying kid.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Everything he does is just like, why?
Yeah, it's
why
like
do you
rage
care?
Bait, but
yeah.
also...
It's obviously like his personality. I watched a video of him. So for listeners out there, I do some live sound events every once in a while. And I watched a video of him taking a microphone and smacking it off one of the speakers at a festival while he yelled at the desk guy saying, this doesn't work anymore.
No.
And he just was like breaking equipment in front of everybody.
What an asshole.
I know, I hate him.
He's not even an asshole in like a fun way.
I feel like no matter what thing you're into, you could find something that he's done to make you mad.
Yeah, he released a really, really bad song recently, and that made me mad.
And you listened to it?
I didn't even listen to it. I listened to like a clip, and I couldn't get through it.
It blows my mind that these people are coming back.
Stay gone.
Yeah, seriously. These people, like, when the resurgence of like metalcore music started popping off again, there are certain folks that should have just
came out of the woodwork.
They should have stayed in 2010.
I agree.
Yeah.
Like. Well, Kellan Quinn came back and he looks so
terrifying. Yeah.
And me and Aaron talk about him and his pillow face.
Yeah, he's puffy.
I think he reversed pillow face, though.
What?
Yeah, he looks like a normal, real guy now.
Is he on, like, Ozempi?
Maybe he reversed the pillow face and Ozempied.
Yeah. Does that make you better at music or worse?
We have yet to determine. Because he hasn't come out with anything since Pillow Face era.
Oh my goodness. Pillow Face era.
So, I don't know. Now he's in his Skinny Queen era.
That's what it's going to say in the history books.
Kellan Quinn, normal era, Pillow Face era, Ozempic era.
Yeah. These are the emo twerp kings to me.
Or I would just say he just experienced twink death so severely because he was the twinkiest of them all.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
Like, he's a case study.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's like patient zero twink.
Yep. Yeah. Patient zero twink.
Patient zero twink.
100%.
That's what we call you around the office.
Hey, what the?
This playlist is titled The Witching Hour October 8th featuring that gay guy.
Yeah. When is the gay guy showing up?
I don't know. We have a special guest later.
I've been waiting. I'm excited to meet the gay guy.
I think there's like, I'm looking at you and I think there's.
No.
There might be some.
Wait a minute.
You might be some gay guy.
I hate
know.
This bit.
You started it a little bit.
I 100% started it, I'm pretty sure.
You did start it.
Yeah.
You started that gay guy. Also, we aren't homophobic. We're just all gay. It's okay.
Yeah, 100%. You would literally, like, walk into the office. It's that meme I sent not that long ago where it's like, what if the world was reversed? And it was like, I got up for being straight. And it's like, yeah, that's... You walk in the front doors and that's just here.
Yeah. We're a case study.
We really are. Yeah, when they talk about, like, gender diversity in Kingston being some of the highest in Canada, they're actually just talking about the radio station.
It's only the radio station. I'm not seeing it anywhere else.
Yeah, exactly.
I actually do get, like, a culture shock anytime I participate in anything else in the city. I'm like,
yeah.
What do you mean people are confused by they, them?
Oh, my bubble is insane in comparison to, like, normal folks. And then yeah, having conversations with people, you're like, oh... I'm literally looking at a parallel world in comparison to regular people.
What do you mean you don't listen to Deli Girls on a regular basis?
Yeah, in your car, really loud. What do you mean I listen to Korn on my way here?
Speaking of Korn, we have Korn coming.
Do we?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Because next is our office Korn. And I was saying this has been a journey for the listeners who, like, have missed this. We switched studios, and then I forgot to hit record.
Yes.
So we're in a new studio, which is why we might sound different.
Yes.
And then I also forgot to hit record, and we had to, like, repeat.
But here we are.
We didn't have to repeat that much. It was okay.
We survive. We thrive.
But these are a little dated because we were going through our Korn phase and our System of a Down phase earlier in the summer.
Yeah.
Where we would just listen to the whole album front to back on the speaker in the office.
And it was great.
And it was amazing. So.
I had a blast doing that. It really, it was such a nostalgia trip for me. Because that was some of the first, like, metal acts I ever listened to.
Honestly, me too.
Yeah.
That was kind of my
System
intro.
System of a Down, Korn, like, Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
That was because I was, like, a loser, like, 8 or 10 year old. So, like, that's just...
Loser 8 year old?
Yeah. So you hear Limp Bizkit and you're like, yeah, I am a brat. My way or the highway. I want a Freezy for dinner.
Loser 8 year old who wears baggy jeans and has a Freezy.
Yeah, yeah. Wearing Adidas basketball shorts and like New Balance white sneakers.
When you're 8 and you want to break stuff. It's just one of those days and you're going to third grade.
Yeah, yeah. Me when I'm 8. And then it's just a picture of Fred Durst.
Me in kindergarten. It's just one of those days.
Yes,
what
exactly.
What were we going through? Because I also
what
to, like,
were we going through?
I listened
nothing.
To the heaviest music in the times of my life when I had no problems.
Yep.
And I was like, what was I going through?
Oh yeah, like
why was I listening to Suicide Silence when I was, like, actually having a great time in grade 7-8?
Yeah.
Or as good of a time as you can have.
Yeah, I think about the stuff I listened to, like, on the bus on the way to school, and how my bus ride was so long, so it would be, like, 6:30 in the morning.
So you didn't even give, like, the day a chance.
And I'm like, why did I do that to myself?
You didn't even give the day a shot
at
being good.
And it would be stuff, like, at that time, in grade 9, it was, like, Gojira. So, like, every single song is, like, the world is dying, we're all gonna die a horrible, brutal death from, like, you know, the ecosystem falling apart. And I'd be like, why did I... I'm setting myself up for failure here. Like, no wonder I had depression. Like, I'm 6:30 in the morning. That's how I'm waking up.
Yep. My equivalent was listening to Loud Dispute on the way to school.
Oh, yeah.
Which is just, like, screamy poetry.
Exactly.
About wanting to kill yourself.
Yes. Which is awesome. But, like, I don't know if I could do that now.
I don't know if it was good for my brain chemistry at that age, but here we are.
No. Whatever doesn't kill you.
Makes you stronger.
Yeah, exactly.
Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, Kellen Quinn.
Actually, they might morph into the same person if Kellen keeps going the way he's going.
Yeah, they could take each other's. They could do a body swap.
Yeah. They could. That's actually been the goal this whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, our next songs are Chris and Chance in the Office Core. So we're starting with Health because we've been listening to Health a lot lately too. And I remember I sent you when I discovered Health, and then you were just like, welcome to being an autistic boy.
Yes. Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, like, their Instagram is, it just hits every single box. It's like Evangelion, like the some of the best, like, anime and manga series mixed in with, like, retro video games and, like, King of the Hill.
I also like how the main like DJ guy streams with his little kitty headphones.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. They're awesome. They're severely online.
They are severely online, clinically.
Yes, very, very.
Beyond chronically.
Yeah, yeah. Terminally. They're terminally online.
Terminally online. But the first song is going to be Crack Metal by Health.
Sweet.
And it's from Rat Wars, which is, in my opinion, their best album. I enjoyed that album a lot.
Yes.
And then after that, we have my favorite System of a Down song right now, which is, the title's too long for me to read it.
Is it This Cocaine?
Yeah.
This Cocaine Makes Me Feel Like I'm On This Song?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the song.
Classic.
And it, in the most complimentary way possible, it makes me giggle the most, and that's why I picked it.
Oh, it's
I was laughing maniacally through campus today listening to this.
You're a psycho.
It was so funny.
You're Joker. You're Joker too.
I was like having a little tea.
You are Joker too.
Thank you.
You're the Lady Gaga part.
Aww.
I've never seen it, so.
I haven't seen it either.
Yeah.
I just feel really bad.
I just feel like that's an insult.
Yeah, it's millennial Harley Quinn.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Which is so sick and twisted.
I'm dark. I'm so dark.
I'm really dark. I like smudged my makeup a
little bit. The rain never stops.
But yeah, so I was having my Joker moment to the song today, so that's why I put that. And then I picked my favorite Korn song, which is Twisted Transistor.
That's a psycho favorite.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's your favorite Korn song? Do you need to look at the discography?
No. I think Blind has to be my favorite.
Yeah.
But Got the Life is fantastic, and Right Now.
So Got the Life is really good.
Got the Life is so sweet. But yeah, I think Blind. I don't think Twisted Transistor. Did you ever see the music video of that? I'm old enough to have watched it on TV, right? When TV used to play music videos. And it has like Snoop Dogg in it. And they're all like decked out at a pool party and like popping champagne bottles and stuff. I could be totally misremembering this.
Oh,
but
maybe
it's crazy.
I'll go find it.
Yeah, you should. You should.
Because I know my aunt was in, I think, a Korn music video.
What?
But they took it off the internet.
What?
But she was like, she had like really crazy ginger hair. So she was just like in a straitjacket and like being crazy.
What?
Yeah.
That's cool.
And we can't find it anywhere. It drives me insane.
That's sweet.
I'll find it one day and I'll post it.
One day. Okay, we ought to quit. I know it's not my show, but we ought to quit yapping.
We ought to quit yapping, it's true. But, yeah, next up is Crack Metal by Health.
Let's get into it.
Enjoy Chance and Chris Office Core vibes.
Yeah, losers.
Fuck you!
Yeah. with you. There's something wrong with me. I hope it's the sun doesn't need the face. Well, we're crying for our next fix. There's nothing wrong with me. There's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with me. I hope it's the sun doesn't need the face. Well, we're crying for our next fix.
Skeletons have a happy life. Skeletons have a happy life. Skeletons have a happy life.
Transistor.
To turn up the mics, but
we're good. Yeah, we're here.
But we did turn them up.
Yes.
We're so killing it.
Yeah.
So, that was Crack Metal by Health. Then This Cocaine Makes Me Feel Like I'm on This Song by System of a Down. Mm-hmm. And then Twisted Transistor by Korn.
And I did show you that music video.
You did, and yeah, Snoop Dogg punches someone in the face. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's really weird.
I don't know the lore.
I don't really get it at all.
I think it's supposed to be funny. I imagine it was.
Supposed to be keyword.
I imagine it was.
At the time. Anyways. And then we also played Miss B's by Life Lover.
Yeah. I was
at
into
the end
that.
There.
I was into that for sure.
Banger. And then we're not copying Rat Ring. Okay. This has been on the playlist for months. But Rat Ring did play Life Lover the other night. And
did
I
they?
Really appreciated that. Yeah. We love Cooper.
We love Cooper.
Absolutely slick.
Rat Ring's a fantastic show.
Yes.
That brings us back to the very first thing you said, which is. Cooper promotes their show wrong.
Wrong?
Yeah.
I said right.
No, because Cooper says that their show is Tuesday at midnight.
Oh, yeah. We get confused because mine, it's like Tuesday night.
No, it's Monday night.
Like my show's Tuesday night.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
But like it's also Wednesday morning because it's 12
It's not
o'clock.
The morning. Nobody calls.
I know. No one calls it colloquially that. But like on the schedule, I'm on Wednesday.
You could just say AM or PM. Both That's of you guys could do that.
We
actually.
Could. That, but I'm moving back an hour specifically because I didn't want to deal with it anymore.
It's such a mess. Yeah, doing a show on midnight is brutal.
It is brutal. Nobody knows what day to tune in.
No. People have no idea.
And I know everyone really, really wants to listen to me.
Yeah, of course. So you got to give them, you're going to, you know, you got to tap that 1 hour beforehand market.
I will. So now it's... Because I do think people staying up to midnight is a lot more manageable than staying up to one.
Yes.
So y'all better lock in for this next installment of The Witching Hour starting at 11 p.m. on Tuesdays.
Yes. I'm looking forward to it.
Also, we were saying, looping back to Rat Ring, how me and my friend Emma send the set list to each other every week and say, tag yourself, because some of the best song names and band names are in those set lists.
Oh, yeah. Everything is like... really grotesque and over the top and uber violent.
Some of them I have to ask because my friend who I send them to is a nurse, and I'm like, what does this mean?
Yeah, what is this?
What is this obscure medical term?
Yeah, it's stuff like if I say things off the top of my head, like festering wound, like that sounds like it should. I'm just saying that. That sounds like it's on the list.
What did you say earlier? Nail explosion?
Nail bomb.
Nail bomb.
Yeah, nail bomb's great. Yeah, yeah. I love Rat Ring.
It's we love Rap Ring. Yeah.
So it's
Rap Ring.
Rap Ring. It's Monday's
spinoff show.
It's Monday's midnight. So 12 a.m. Tuesdays.
12 a.m. Tuesdays.
Monday's midnight.
Monday night.
Yes.
Tune in.
Tune in to Rap Ring.
Rap Ring.
Tune into the Rap Ring.
Tune
I should.
Into
you know what?
Circle.
For man, I wish there was like an opposite, like an actual real opposite day. Is April Fool's opposite day kind of? You could do a Rap Ring on April Fool's.
That would be hilarious, actually.
That would be so good.
That would be so good.
I'm going to pitch it. Everyone look forward to April.
I think I only had news shows before, so like I think if I participated in April Fool's, it would be a bit disastrous.
Mm.
But maybe this year I can.
Because you can't think of anything funny and you're not funny? Is that
yeah, because I can't think of anything funny that's like not inappropriate for the news.
Oh, for the news.
Yeah, for the news.
Do people do April Fool's news articles?
I don't know. I think we should.
That's bad.
I think that would be really fun.
That sounds scary.
I'm just going to start saying whatever on April 1st.
Just say the causeway is closed again.
Yeah, yeah, the causeway exploded, everyone.
Yeah,
sorry, guys.
It's gone. In the middle of the night, it was stolen.
Snatched. But anyways, we only have a few minutes left.
Yes.
So I'm going to play our last two songs. But thank you so much for joining me, finally.
And thank you for having
me.
We
did it. Please come back.
Yes, I will, for sure.
And then our last...
I won't. I actually won't come
no!
back.
No!
This is actually my last time.
Stop it.
Yeah, I'll totally come back. Yeah.
Okay, good. Our last two songs are The Human Body is... what is it? It's an interesting... I can't find the full name.
Aww.
Why are all these names so long?
They are long.
It's The Human Body is an Incredible...
Machine?
Machine. Yeah, by Deli Girls and Swan Meat. And
yes,
it's
yes,
very,
yes.
Like it belongs on a club episode.
Oh, definitely.
So that's our first one. And then we're finishing off with a very, like, it feels like you're in a movie,
yes.
But it's Fire Tools.
Shout out Ken. Ken actually is the one who introduced
me.
Yeah? Yeah.
Oh, Ken has the best recommendations.
Oh, yeah.
But it's Soda Lake with Game Genie, which is the very first track you sent me. And I'm obsessed with it.
It's a fantastic one.
And all their covers are like Mario.
Yes. Yes.
So check out Fire Tools.
Yeah, we love Fire Tools.
They look like they're from Lazy Town if you look at their Instagram.
Yeah, yeah. A maximalist queen.
Maximalist to the max.
Yes, for sure, for sure.
Yeah. So enjoy The Human Body is an Incredible Machine and Soda Lake with Game Genie to finish us off tonight.
Couple tongue twisters.
Sleep well.
Good night, y'all.
Good night.
Loser.
Good night, fucker. Blah.